You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson. Now, as you know, we usually have a caller phone in with a dream, and the dreamer and I then chat about the dream and reach an interpretation. But a couple of episodes ago, in episode 22, I read an article about death dreams, because quite a few people had emailed me and asked me for a bit more in-depth information on what dreams of death mean, because a lot of people have them and they're very worrying. And I also received a lot of really good feedback from people saying that they quite enjoyed just having me talk about a certain subject rather than having a caller call in with a dream. Now, I kind of like both. So today I'm going to experiment. Again, we're not going with a caller. We're going with an article, actually two articles that I'm going to read out for you. And I would really love to know what you think. Do you like do you like it when I'm reading out an article on a subject in some depth on dream interpretation? Do you prefer a caller to call in with a dream? Or perhaps you like a mix of both. This is your show far more than it's mine. There are plenty more of you listening than this one person, which is me talking. So please have a listen. Let me know what you think, and we'll shape the dream show as we go forward. And of course, if you're there sitting thinking, I would love to have my dream interpreted, remember also to contact me and talk about maybe coming onto the show with your dream. So I've had a good think, and in response to this suggestion that I read out more articles, and I've looked through several hundred articles I've written, and I've picked two for today that sort of work together. The first one is called Are We There Yet? And it's about journey dreams, and particularly about dreams where you just can't seem to get to where you're going because of all kinds of delays. So if that's your dream, you're probably going to be glued to that one. And then after that article, I've segged it with one which I call Psychedelic Sunglasses. And it's to answer a question that a lot of people ask me. A lot of people say that they want their nightmares or bad dreams to stop, but they don't really want to delve into their past and go opening up old cans of worms. So that second article, Psychedelic Sunglasses, is all about that. So here we go. And are we there yet? Are we there yet? It's the third time 5-year-old Junior in the back seat of your car has asked the same question. You only left home 10 minutes ago, and with 150k still to go, that's another umpteen times you're going to field the same question. Try telling him life's not about the destination, it's about the journey. In fact, try telling that to yourself too. Are We There Yet? Is a common dream theme. How many times have you dreamed of trying to get somewhere, but the journey becomes increasingly difficult? Have you dreamed, for example, of trying to get to the airport to catch a plane, only to be delayed by traffic jams, lost baggage, lost tickets, and all manner of unhelpful people? Have you dreamed of walking in circles around an unfamiliar city, looking for an elusive bus stop? Have you dreamed of walking along a simple path, only to find your feet turn to lead, the ground turn to glue, or your muscles turn to jelly? You move in slow-mo, slogging against the resistance, getting nowhere fast. Or have you dreamed of trying to complete a simple task that just gets more and more complicated? You might have a meal to prepare for 5 people that turns into a banquet for 100, but you don't have enough food or enough time to cook it all, or enough pots and plates or the right recipes to suit the occasion. The goal, or destination, of producing the meal seems increasingly remote as the task, or journey, gets increasingly arduous. Take some time to think about dreams you've had where the original goal, or destination, became increasingly remote as the journey, or task, became increasingly challenging. Or have you dreamt of a goal or destination that slips away forever? The last boat that leaves without you, the plane you're flying that crashes, the child you're shepherding that drowns before you can deliver him to his destination, the prize you were hoping for being rewarded to someone else. These dreams all reflect your progress through life, whether you're consciously working towards specific goals or letting life lead you where it may. When you are delayed in your dream, you may be unconsciously putting obstacles your way in waking life. Now, who would do this? We all do at some point. No matter how much we want to reach a goal, we may unconsciously fear the success that comes with reaching that goal, or fear the expectations others will have of us, or fear the risk of failure if we get too close to actually achieving that goal. When awake, you may bemoan the fact that certain goals seem to be slipping away from you, or that opportunities you've been seeking seem more and more remote. But if you examine the details in your dreams for clues, you'll find the major delay factors begin and end with you. You'll find a hidden agenda that's operating to keep you in your comfort zone, even though that zone doesn't always feel that comfortable to your conscious mind. You may go round and round in circles in your dreams when you go round and round in circles in your waking life, covering the same old ground in the same old ways that didn't work for you last time, so probably won't work for you this time either. The details in your dream will reveal why you do this. They may reveal a fear of change, a lack of self-esteem, or certain limiting beliefs that relate to past experiences. The glue feet slow-mo dream often reveals, when examined for details, your doubts or hesitations about reaching your goal, or your unconscious beliefs about life being tough, or about having to work harder than other people, or about the need to earn a reward through putting in hard work, or about other people being more likely to put resistance in your way than help you forward. The dream of the task that gets more and more complicated also reveals, when examined in close detail, your various beliefs about setting, accepting, and achieving goals, and what drives all these beliefs. And those dreams where the goal seems permanently removed, the boat that leaves without you, the crashing plane, often turn out to offer clues about how you unconsciously sabotage your own goals, though they may also reflect a growing understanding that a certain goal is no longer appropriate and that it's time to let it go and put your energies into a new life direction. As always with dreams, it's the details of your personal dream that provide the clues to the meaning of your personal dream. Now here's the magical part, and I do have to tell you that magic is not for the faint-hearted. How would you like to be done with the journey in the quickest possible way and get to your destination or achieve your goal sooner? How would you like to turn round to the child in the back seat and say, "Yes, we're there now"? I'll tell you how to do this in just a moment. If you lack courage, this is not for you. To reach your destination or achieve your goal sooner, you must be prepared to face the challenges you have been avoiding until now. You have been avoiding some of those challenges by taking increasingly circuitous journeys around the tough bits of the path you don't want to face. No wonder you haven't reached your goals. Until now, you may have been too accepting of deeply anchored beliefs about yourself, such as, "I'm unworthy," "I'm not clever enough," "I deserve hard work," "I don't deserve to receive help," "People always stand in my way," "Life doesn't support me," "Life's meant to be tough," and a whole host of other likely candidates. Both your dream journeys and your life journeys can teach you these things about yourself and give you the opportunity to have a eureka moment and make the change that smooths your journey towards your destination. Are you ready to face your home truths? Or would you prefer to stick with the long journey for a few more decades until you feel more ready to accept the challenge? If you're ready now, here's what to do. Apply dream alchemy. Visualizations work best. If you have the slow-mo dream, visualize, when you're awake, visualize yourself back in the dream, only this time feel your body moving freely. completely reverse the heavy glue feeling and see and feel yourself making fast, light progress. Add plenty of positive, uplifting feelings. Repeat the visualization throughout the day and for several weeks. And what will happen is that things will begin to shift and change in your life. The visualization works at a very deep level to change your beliefs, and you find yourself more willing to accept the journey than resist it. In accepting it, you meet the challenges you had previously hoped to avoid when you slammed on the brakes. The short, sharp way through to the joy of reaching your destination is open to you. Take it, face it, learn from it, and collect your prize. In some cases, you may find that when you face these challenges, the old goal loses its appeal and you choose a new one, more appropriate to the new you who is emerging instead. Apply dream alchemy in similar ways to the other types of "Are We There Yet?" dreams. See and feel yourself catching that plane, finding the straight line path to the bus stop and catching the bus, successfully preparing a banquet for your guests, or calling in a chef and sitting down at the table with your guests to enjoy the feast, saving the plane from crashing, or seeing the child bob up from the water laughing, ready to continue the journey, and so on. I've applied many of these in my life over the years, and I've witnessed wonderful achievements of many clients who've also done the same. And there's one more further resounding truth. When I was at university decades ago, I had a recurring dream of missing a train. I'd arrive at the station and see the long-distance train at the platform, but it would always take off while I was still waiting in line to get my ticket. On the night before our final exams began, I went to bed feeling satisfied that I was as ready as I would ever be to sit the exams. That night, I dreamt I caught the train. I jumped into the carriage and sat down opposite a man, and I sat there laughing in my dream, laughing out loud, looked him in the eye and said, "I caught the train." I woke up from that dream realizing I had finally reached my goal. I had finally qualified for my ticket and got my seat on the train. As one journey came to an end, a new one, one with a new long-distance goal, had only just begun. And that's how it is. Every time you reach a destination, one journey ends and a new one towards a new destination begins. Life is about change, not about standing still. Life is about challenge, not about falling asleep while deservedly resting on laurels. Life is about the journey and the destination and the journey and the destination and the journey and the destination. Life is flow. Are we there yet? And while you're pondering whether you are at your destination or still on your journey, we're going to seg into the second article, Psychedelic Sunglasses. "Will dream interpretation involve digging up my past?" asked Adrian. "I want my nightmares to stop, but I don't want to go opening up any old cans of worms." It's a common concern. Many people have invested years into burying and forgetting uncomfortable experiences, preferring to look ahead to a bright future, unhampered by unsettling memories. It's an ideal and it's achievable, but it only works when you first make peace with your past. When you are at peace with your past, you can focus freely on today and therefore tomorrow. When you are not at peace with your past, it distorts your vision of the future and affects how you respond to the world. You don't get peace by burying discomfort. You don't get peace by denying your past experiences. Burial and denial simply move your discomfort from your conscious mind into your unconscious mind, where the experiences live on in a more subtle form, powerfully influencing the way you automatically and unconsciously respond in your everyday life, while you go about your life under the illusion that you're in conscious control. Now think of it this way. Imagine you were born in 1964. Now, imagine opening a cupboard filled with sunglasses. That's a pair for every year of your life starting from 1964. Each pair has a label identifying the year, and each pair reflects the fashion of the time. There are huge aviator glasses, tiny John Lennon spectacles, diamante swept frames, wraparounds, a veritable history of sunshade eyewear. Pick a pair, any pair, 1974 perhaps. Since we're imagining you were born in 1964, you would have been 10 years old in 1974. Now imagine looking through your 1974 glasses. Let's call them TARDIS sunshades, time travel glasses. When you wear your 1974 sunglasses, you see today's world through the eyes of the 10-year-old you were back in 1974. What might you see? How much did you understand about life when you were 10? As that 10-year-old looking at your life today, how much would you understand? How much would you misinterpret? How would the attitudes of your 10-year-old self affect the way you see your life today? Let's be really simple here. Imagine that at age 10, you were a shy child, afraid to speak up for yourself because your parents always reprimanded you for expressing an opinion. You learned to keep quiet, fearing the consequences. Now fast forward to today, and here you are looking at your life today through those 1974 eyes. How are you going to respond to life? Quietly and shyly, for fear of being hurt if you express yourself, of course. Now, if you've grown since 1974 to understand where your parents were coming from when they reprimanded you for speaking up, you may have reached a sense of peace about your upbringing. At peace with your past, today you speak up without fear of being hurt in return. But if you've not had the opportunity to look back and understand, you carry that fear into your life today. You may still be quiet and shy, or you may tackle your fears head on every day, plowing ahead, speaking up, but somehow always expecting people to respond negatively. You may cope with this by building defense into your speaking up, delivering watertight arguments, or delivering a thick skin to repel the barbs you expect to receive in return. This is what happens when you are not at peace with your past. When you bury or ignore your childhood experiences, erasing them from your conscious mind but succumbing to their power through your unconscious actions and attitudes. Imagine popping on sunglasses from other years. Pop on your pink 1985s to view your life today. It's like time traveling from 1985 into the future, today, and trying to understand what you see. Your only experience is the sum total of your life until 1985, so you interpret everything you see today in 1985 terms. If 1985 was the year that your fiancé left you and you vowed never to trust a woman again, you will see your wife of today with distrust through those pink 1985s. In reality, most people handle their painful past experiences in several ways. They may find peace with some experiences, keep others alive by retelling the pain, and bury or ignore others they would prefer not to face. Now imagine picking up last year's TARDIS sunglasses to view this year. In reality, some areas of those lenses will be unchanged since 1974 if you have not updated your views since then. Other areas of your sunshades will be recently updated, reflecting shifts in your perspective or new experiences. Still other areas will be strange blends between 1974 and 1985, perhaps an outcome of experiences blended from those 2 years. All in all, last year's specs provide a time-trippy psychedelic perspective on your world today. Now imagine taking off today's sunglasses. What? You didn't realize you were wearing sunglasses? Of course you are. The world you think you know today may be quite different from the one you experience through your psychedelic lenses. This is where dream interpretation comes in. Your dreams reveal the makeup of those sunglasses you wear today. Your dreams, once interpreted, show you the difference between the way life is and the way you see it. Your dreams pinpoint experiences from your past that affect the way you experience your life today, especially highlighting those experiences you thought you had successfully buried. Your dreams, once interpreted, help you to remove your sunglasses so you can understand your past and, in understanding, find peace. In this way, dreams are the route to peace through understanding. And that route may include opening and examining a can of worms or two to clear your vision. Fortunately, when you look closely at those worms through ever clearer lenses, you finally see them for what they always were, angels in disguise. And that's where nightmares stop and beautiful dreams begin. So as you sit there pondering your psychedelic sunshades and maybe pondering your earphones or your iPod earphones and wondering how you're filtering the words that are coming to you from me, and you'll all be hearing slightly different things in what I'm saying to you, all listening and hearing according to your past experiences. So lots and lots of food for thought. Oh, food for thought. Now we're talking about eating, mixing our senses beautifully here. So thanks for listening to another episode of The Dream Show. This was episode 24. And I'd love your feedback on what you think about the articles I'm reading out, or whether you prefer me talking to callers about the dreams, or what particular blend you would enjoy. If you are enjoying the show, and I hope you are, and you probably are if you've listened this long to the episode, please remember to let other people know and to think about downloading through iTunes or your preferred carrier so that you can listen on your iPod offline. You can also find out more information about dream interpretation and analysis on my website at www.dream.net.au. And of course, you can also consult me either through my email service or through my phone or Skype service. Just go to the website and all the information's there. And I'm here, as always, ready to help you. So thanks for joining me today. I wonder what episode 25 next week will entail. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson, and I'll see you then for our next episode of The Dream Show.
If you've had a dream you'd like interpreted on this program, send your email to thedreamshow@lifestylepodnetwork.com. You can also follow Jane on Twitter at twitter.com/dreamsite. The Dream Show is a production of Dreamsite Corporation for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.